Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, it's the Computer Corner. I'm not sure if that rejoiner music is restaurant quality.
I don't know. If you feel a lot of rage towards your machine, you can rage against it.
Yeah, I mean, rage against the machine. What a great thing for for a rejoiner on a computer show, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just, they tend to get what's the word I'm looking at? Prolific.
Parental guidance is suggested if you listen to them, basically, I think is what happens.
Amateur radio host guidance is probably...
Were that not the edited version, we might be in problem trouble.
Something like that. Anyway, you're listening to the Computer Corner. We use MP3s. We use CDs. We use all the technology we can to bring you this show every week. And, of course, we're here to answer your technology questions and issues and problems and fun stuff. And before we go to the phones, you have a Bonehead of the Day candidate?
Yeah, actually, Robert emailed in through our website at datadoctors.com, and he clicked on the radio show section and then said, hey, I have a question. And its topic says, audio archive question.
Audio archives. Those are those cool things that we record the show and shove them up onto our website.
Yep, and if you click under previous shows, most previous shows will have audio archives, so you could listen to us over and over and over again.
You mean it's the Computer Corner on demand.
Something like that. But we don't call it that, because we just call it audio archive, because we like to keep it short and sweet.
Yes.
Anyway, he says, what the, and then a lot of question marks. Did you get a new intern working on archiving the August 18th show, or what?
That would be last week's show.
Yeah. A giant segment A, because the news was left in, and a giant segment E of complete silence.
I was enjoying the Simon and Garfunkel song, The Sound of Silence. That was going through the...
Or the Depeche Mode song, Enjoy the Silence.
Yes.
It says, please correct at your earliest convenience. Ha, listen to me. I'm complaining about a wonderful free service, such as life on the internet. Keep up the good work and don't let a Chad do a Mike Hell's job.
Ooh. So he assumed that the Bonehead of the Day from last week was in fact, Chad, because Mike Hell wasn't here.
But, in fact, it was none other than the illustrious host himself, Ken Colburn.
Bonehead of the Day.
So now he takes the award for the day or the week.
Without getting into too many details, I got completely carried away in the first segment, so that's my bad on the whole huge, long first segment. And then during one of the breaks last week, we were listening, or we were kind of enjoying the very cool Home Star Runner Strong Bad series of cartoons that, you know, we'll have to include this in one of our newsletters now.
Yeah, we're going to have to turn people on to Strong Bad.
And the cheat.
And
so I unplugged the audio feed from the station so we could play with that, and then I forgot to plug it back in when I recorded the next segment. So, Robert, it's all me. I apologize, and there's nothing we can do about it.
And anybody who's listening who knows what Strong Bad is, you probably understand.
Homestarrunner.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you want to go to Strong Bad email.
Check it out.
And then look at the cheat.
And to the phones?
To the phones, we should. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go to the phones, I got to find my...
Oh, we don't have to go to the
vamp
phones.
Here for a sec.
Oh, okay, vamping. This is what they call a pregnant pause. No.
See? I found the music.
Ah.
Now you understand why we have the music.
It's time now to bring in our... man, that's loud.
It's good for your ears.
Is that what it is?
And your eyes.
Hallelujah. It's time to bring Adam in from Glendale to talk to us about the latest and greatest in the world of technology from the... perspective of
the real man, the regular
the tweenager.
Joe.
He's a tweenager, right?
Screamager.
Yeah. Screenager.
Yeah, I don't know about the latest and greatest. I mean, I'm reporting on a bunch of flaws.
Well, then, the latest and not so greatest?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The latest features and bug releases are...
Well, let's start the flaw report, shall we?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, we got a big one from Cisco.
Cisco, those are the people that make all that networking gear that makes everything happen on the internet.
They power the internet. Well, sort of. Them and Juniper and a couple other big companies. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, a bunch of Cisco's routers, they just found a vulnerability in some of their router software that people could, it allows for a denial of service attack.
Is that right? Now, is this like the big stuff or the Cisco, like the DSL routers?
That's the big stuff.
Okay, so the people that have DSL, they see Cisco on their little DSL router, the 678 or whatever.
Those are your old school DSLers.
So no big deal there.
Right.
So it's just you big corporate people out there that are using all that expensive Cisco gear.
You network administrators.
Is it the quote unquote firmware on the?
Yeah.
Okay.
and this is limited for those of us who actually care. It's limited to versions 12.0s, 12.2, and 12.3.
Suffice it to say, if you're using a lot of Cisco gear, you probably want to visit the Cisco website and get up to speed on these updates.
You want to get what's called an iOS update.
Ooh.
Right.
An Internet Working Operating System update.
Wow, and just so that people out there understand, there's a lot of equipment out there nowadays where you can download this little piece of software and say, "Go fix my machine," and it kind of reaches across from your computer through the wires to that box, to that router, to that whatever it is, and makes a change for you.
It flashes it.
Yeah.
Not like the guy in the subway.
No. But it's good stuff. Firmware, which is software that goes into hardware, but it can't change.
Actually, not unlike the guy in the subway.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Flaw number two.
Flaw number two.
Well, besides
Microsoft.
Brandon. Huh?
Microsoft, wait a minute.
Internet Explorer flaw.
Are you saying that Microsoft and the word flaw are synonyms?
It's starting to sound that way.
Synonymous words?
Synonyms? No, wait a minute. Are you talking about a new vulnerability that even Service Pack 2 doesn't cover?
Right.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Didn't we just talk about Service Pack 2?
I thought it was the fix-all forever, and it would fix every problem that ever was or ever would be.
Yeah, there's only one way to stop every internet problem from coming into your computer.
And how, pray tell, Adam, would you suggest our listeners do that?
Unplug the internet.
I see.
That's the only thing you can do. It's that bad.
The whole entire internet or just yourself from the internet?
Just yourself, yeah.
Okay.
Well, unplugging the entire internet, you might have to go to jail for that.
Yeah.
Well, that might stop a few problems, though.
So what is this new vulnerability, and when was it discovered?
Well, this was actually published yesterday.
Okay.
On CNetNews.com. Drag and drop could turn into drag and infect.
Nice.
Yeah.
So now they've figured out a way to infect a machine through the drag and drop process.
Right.
See, that's why drag and drop is bad. Copy paste. Good.
Yeah.
Functionality. Okay, so for the time being, if you're not patched, don't do any drag and drop. Hello. Swing batter.
What you want to do
is drop
to the
browser.
Floor and roll.
Yeah, stop,
it's
drop,
stop,
and roll.
Drop, and roll.
Right.
Not drag and drop.
Right.
Yep, and also...
Do they have a patch for this, by the way?
Not that I see yet.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
it's good. So be worried, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right, except for go get an alternative browser like at least I talk about a lot. Go get something like Mozilla.
Well, but Mozilla's been recently
flogged.
Shooting a bunch of holes in that, too.
Well, there's also the new Mozilla Firefox that they continually update that's sort of like the next generation of Mozilla, and that's a lot to hear.
Well, the only one that I'm not hearing a lot of attack on is Opera. So that's another one. But so what you're saying is Microsoft or somebody announced this flaw, but there's nothing at this point.
Right.
So we'll keep you posted. Is it appropriate to yell movie in a crowded firehouse?
Right.
Something like that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally?
And finally, Yahoo Mail flaws.
Yahoo Mail. I mean, people that have that free mail account from Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of problem we got there?
Well, Yahoo just recently fixed a couple flaws in the free mail system that would allow a hacker or somebody to read a victim's browser cookies and change the appearance of some of their pages.
And the significance of that, if I'm a regular Joe, because I don't understand what that means, is?
A hacker can make your web pages look different.
Oh, see?
And get information.
Oh, so it's not about the mail system.
Well, it actually goes through the mail system.
Ah.
Because the mail system is HTML mail, and they can make you click on things that... It's kind of like a browser spoofing kind of thing,
nice.
Sort of, in a weird way, it sounds like.
And do they have that fixed?
Yes, they do.
And how would people go about getting that taken care of? Or is it just something internal they took care of?
They took care of it on their servers.
You just say Yahoo, and you thank them.
Yeah.
That's all you do.
So they said Achoo and Gesundheit all at once.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, Adam, how's school going?
Pretty good.
And technology's still good?
Yep.
You don't. How much tech work have you had to do? How many support calls have you had to make in school so far?
Actually, quite a few.
I knew it.
The teachers let you come over and fix their computer for extra credit?
No.
Has anybody at school asked you for an autograph yet?
No, but I actually did find out that there are a lot of people at my school that listen to the radio show.
All right, go ahead and pimp your school.
plug the school?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ironwood. High school.
Ironwood High School.
Yeah.
What's the animal or the figure or whatever it is?
Your mascot. Eagle. What is it?
The eagle.
Is it like
Ironwood
the fighting eagle or the...
The screaming eagles?
The eagles
that squawk upon 2 a.m.?
No.
The eagle that says cock-a-doodle-doo? The eagle that says...
None of those.
None of those things. All right.
Just the Eagles. All right.
Enough of this nonsense. We got to get going. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to take your calls, your questions, things like Adam called in with, or actually things a little less
significant.
Geeky, if you want. 602-277-5827-277-KTAR.
I think John's got a great question about buying a computer, too. So
we're going to find out about that and your calls, your questions. Also, check us out online at datadoctors.com. It's the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR.
Knowledge is power.